It's 8:55, 19 degrees right now at our WILL studios. The Bears have been out on the financial markets so far this morning to see what kind of impact that's having on commodities. We bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. I think you hit the nail right on the head there. With the global equity markets under pressure last night and the crude oil market down near 11-year lows, we've definitely got a little bit of a defensive posture. A little bit of good news to look at on the export front, though. We sold 243,100 metric tons of corn for delivery to Mexico during this 2015-2016 year. So there is some value level to be seen at these particular price levels. Thinking about those, coming in this morning, March corn trading 366, down 1.75. May corn at 370.5, down 1.5. July corn 375.75, down 1.25. And new crop December corn 387.75, down 1.75. Looking over at the soybean complex, March beans 874.25, down 9.25. A little bit more defensive than we would like to see there. Meal market down $2.20 at 2.69 and a dime for the March contract. March oil, 29.69, down 34. Defensive posture in the products, I don't expect that process to continue, but we were checking to see if we're competitive on the global market. And right now, it seems like with our currency valuation, our products are probably a little bit overvalued. New crop November beans, 8.81 and a quarter, down 7 and a quarter. Switching over to wheat, March wheat in Chicago, 4.69 and a half, down 5. July at 480 even, down a nickel. Kansas City, March, 468.5, down 4.25. In May at 478.25, down 4.5. Minneapolis wheat, just a hair under $5 at 493.5, down 2.75. Hogs trying to stand in a little bit in the Feb contract. April and the deferreds down about 12. And the cattle market, mildly defensive, probably going to come under pressure, and we'll watch and see what continues there. And as we mentioned earlier, the crude market's under duress, trading down around 11-year lows, solidly below the $30 mark challenge in 27. In our view, we mentioned last week, our consideration for commodities in general was whether the USDA supply-demand report would be a catalyst for a one-day wonder bounce to the upside, or a three-day bounce, or possibly a three-week recovery effort. We're becoming a little bit more comfortable about assuming a longer-term recovery effort is in progress. Assessing upside potential remains difficult as our markets continue to trade in tighter trading ranges. Our initial assumption was that the funds were pretty heavily short, which could spark a short covering rally. While this appears to be in progress, the volume and open interest figures offer mixed signals, and with increased option open interest, the likely culprit of that. At this point, the recovery effort in the soy complex appears to be the most mature, and our focal point is to watch that for a possible turn. Corn and wheat markets are a week or so defined. And what we're thinking about realistically is we've climbed to some reasonable selling prices for new crop. They're not as bad as they were a while ago, so we're trying to reward this market with quote-unquote profitable sales. Catch-up sales in both corn and beans seems marginally possible, and the wheat market's probably not to the levels that we would like. We're probably trying to give that market just a little bit more time. But in general, we're trying to reward these markets for the advances, and we feel comfortable trying to initiate some sales at this time.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for that update. We appreciate it.
Tremendous. Thank you.
That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. We'll track those prices for you throughout the day, but off to a bearish start today throughout the commodity markets. In weather, cloudy skies, some scattered flurries possible still this morning. The high 21 degrees, north winds up to 5 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, dropping down to a low of 14. Mostly cloudy for the day tomorrow, and a high of 27 degrees. A pretty quiet weather weekend. Next chance of precipitation comes in on Monday with a chance of a rain-snow mix. Another hour of Morning Edition coming up here on AM 580. This is WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.